May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Bowen Park.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐归给在座的弟兄姐妹。
First of all, I give thanks to God that I have this opportunity to come back to Bowen Park Church.
感谢神给我这样一个机会，让我能够重新回到伯恩教会。
It's good to worship with everyone here.
能够与各位弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
This evening, our service also coincides with a National Youth Servitude Training.
今晚在这里举行的还有我们的全国青年事工培训。
So many of our local members, I think you can see there are many youth sitting up in the front.
那我们本会的弟兄姐妹可以看到有很多别的教会的年轻人在这边。
And this time our theme for this particular training is a sojourner in a foreign land.
那我们这次培训的主题呢是寄居在外乡的人。
We know that this is a theme that runs throughout the whole Bible.
那我们知道这个主题是在整本圣经当中都有涉及。
And in the same way, it applies to ourselves as Christians in this world too.
那也同样适用于我们作为基督徒生活在这个世界上。
And so this evening, I'd like to talk about a topic related to this.
那今晚我的主题就是跟这个有关系。
I'd like to talk aboutTwo trajectories, two destinies.
那我的主题是两个轨迹，两种命运。
When I was little, I used to play a couple of video games.
当我小的时候，我喜欢打电动。
There are two video games that are very similar.
有两个电动游戏非常的相似。
One was called Worms.
一个叫做百战天虫。
Okay. Another one was called Scorched Earth.
另外一个叫
It's like both were like tank games.
他们都是像坦克的游戏。
Basically, the goal of the game is to shoot projectiles to blow up the other tank or the other player.
那这个两个游戏相似的地方都在于用坦克要去炸掉别人的坦克。
And as you play this game, you realize that, you know, the angle that you shoot the missile or whatever is very important.
那在这个游戏当中您就会发现那个炮筒的角度是非常的重要。
The trajectory is very important.
那轨迹是非常的重要。
Just a little bit of a difference in the angle can produce very disastrous results, right?
那角度上的一点点的不同可能会造成结果很大的差别。
And so this evening, I'd like to talk about our trajectory as Christians.
那今晚我要讨论的是作为基督徒的我们信仰的轨迹。
We have to be on the right trajectory.
我们需要在正确的轨迹上面。
Any slight difference from a proper trajectory can wind up causing, it leads to a very different destiny.
那关于正确的轨迹的一点点的差别可能会造成命运最后的很大的差别。
So I'd like to use a passage in Genesis for mutual encouragement.
那我就用创世纪的一些章节来跟弟兄姐妹做共同的勉励。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
我们翻到创世纪十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章。
Let's first read verses 1-5.
一起读第一节到第五节。
Genesis chapter 13, verses 1-5.
创世纪十三章一到五节。
Then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, to the south. Verse 2.
第二节。
Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold.Verse 3. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai. Verse 4.
第四节。
To the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Verse 5.
第五节。
Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Please read.
创世纪十三章第一节，亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的，都从埃及上南地去。第二节， 亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。第三节，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方。第四节，也是他起先筑坛的地方，他又在那里求告耶和华的名。第五节，与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。
In this passage, we see there are two people.
在这处章节，我们看到有两个人物。
We have Abram, and then we have his nephew Lot.
我们有亚伯兰以及他的侄子罗德。
But these two people, you can say they had a very similar beginning.
那我们看这两个人有非常相似的开始。
Even from many years earlier, since God called Abram, Lot began to follow him.
那在多年之前，当神来呼召亚伯兰的时候，罗德也一直跟随他。
They came to the land of Canaan, and they moved around a bit.
他们来到迦南地。
But eventually there was a famine in the land.
但是后来迦南地有了饥荒。
And because there was famine, Abram decided to go to Egypt.
因为迦南地的饥荒，他们逃到了埃及。
And Lot followed him.
罗德也一直跟随他。
So beginning in chapter 13, you can see Abram and Lot begin to depart from Egypt.
那从十三章一开始的时候，我们可以看到亚伯兰跟罗德从埃及地离开。
They had the same beginning. They had the same initial trajectory.
他们有着相同的开始，有着相同的起始点。
Both came out of Egypt.
他们都是从埃及地出来。
You can see according to verse 2 and verse 5,
第二节第五节
both had many possessions.
他们都有很多的财产。
Abram, it describes he was very rich.
这里描写到亚伯兰非常的富裕。
Verse 5, talking about Lot, it doesn't say he was very rich, but he still had many possessions.
第五节虽然没有说罗德有很非常的富裕，但是他还是有很多的财产。
And you can see when they came out of Egypt, they were going to the same places at first.
那从他们从埃及地出来之后，他们去了同样的地方。
So verse 3, it says they began their journey from the south, right? So this is the southern part of Canaan.
那第三节可以看到，他们一开始从南地。
And they went up towards Bethel.
他们向上走到了伯特利。
And then they found a place between Bethel and Ai to make camp.
他们在伯特利跟爱的中间支搭帐篷。
Right. And so,they were together and had the same initial journey.
他们一开始有着相同的轨迹。
But there was one difference you can see here.
但这里我们看到有一点点的区别。
In verse 4, we can see something that's attached and especially describes the life of Abram.
那第四节可以看到有一处在描写亚伯兰。
Which is that,especially records that when Abram settled in that land, he called on the name of the Lord.
这里描写到亚伯兰在那里定居之后，又在那里求告耶和华的名。
So, even though they, on the surface, they were going in the same trajectory.
在表面上来看，他们是沿着相同的轨迹。
But there was already some slight invisible differences.
那这里也能看到有一些一点点的不同。
It's almost negligible.Right. From the untrained eye, you cannot even really tell.
可能这点的区别很难被我们发现。
But what you can see here is that Abram, he had faith. He constantly was trying to communicate with God.
那在这里我们可以看到亚伯兰他有信心，他想要与神来交流。
So the same can be said of us today too.
那在我们今天也是一样。
Inside the church, obviously all of us, we believe in the Lord Jesus.
在我们教会当中，我们都相信主耶稣。
And we can find many similarities,
我们可以找到
between one and another.
我们可以找到彼此之间有很多的相同点。
Especially, I think many of the youths here, you know, you probably grew up with other church friends.
我相信在座的年轻人都与其他的弟兄姐妹一起长大。
You go to the same churches, you've attended similar seminars and events.
我们去相同的教会，我们参加同样的培训。
Many of you received the Holy Spirit around the same time too.
那在相似的时段也领受了圣灵。
And so you can see that from when we were young, right, initially, it looks like we're all on a right trajectory.
那在我们年轻的时候，我们可以看到一开始我们是在正确的轨迹上。
But actually, maybe there's already differences that are starting to form already.
那可能其中会有一点点的不同。
And what is this difference?
那这有哪些不同？
You can see that Abram, he based his life on faith.
那我们可以看亚伯兰，他是凭信心生活。
And then Lot, he based his life on sight.
那罗德是凭眼见生活。
Let's continue to read.
我们继续来读。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 6.
创世纪十三章第六节。
Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together. For their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. Verse 7.
第七节。
And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock.The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. Verse 8.
第八节。
So Abram said to Lot, Please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Verse 9. Is not the whole land before you? Please, separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. Verse 10.
第十节。
And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the gardens of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go towards Zoar. Let's read verse 11.
十一节。
Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Let's now jump to verse 12.18.
我们跳到十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord.、Can we please read?
创世纪十三章第六节。那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。第七节。当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。第八节，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”第九节，遍地不都是在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。第十节，罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔，都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭索多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。十一节。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。十八节，亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
So originally they were together, but eventually they departed from one another.
一开始的时候他们在一起，但逐渐的他们彼此分开了。
And this is where we can see that their trajectories started to differ greatly.
那这里我们看到两个轨迹开始有很大的区别。
And actually, this is also evident in a Christian's life too.
那同样，这是我们信仰生活的一点凭据。
When is our true trajectory revealed to us? It's when we encounter problems. It's when we encounter difficulties.
当我们在面临困难、面临挑战的时候，我们真正的轨迹才向我们显现。
Here you can see Abram and Lot. They faced the problem of.Because of the herdsmen were quarreling, they had to solve this issue.
那在这里可以看到亚伯兰与罗德的牧人相争，所以他们要解决这个问题。
And the decision was that we have to live in different locations.
那决定就是要住在不同的地方。
That way there will be peace and no strife.
那这样就会有平安。
And so Abram, even though he was older, he yielded to Lot.
亚伯兰虽然年长，但是他还是让罗德来先选。
And he asked Lot, decide where you would like to go. If you go there, I'll go the opposite way.
他让罗德说，罗德选地方，然后他选另外一个地方。
So, how did Lot eventually solve this problem?
那罗德是怎样来解决这个问题？
Actually, he used his sight, right? He used what made sense to him at the time.
那他用他个人的眼见。
And you can say that. He did not stay true to the promise that was given to Abraham.
那他没有坚立在神给亚伯兰的应许之上。
Because God had promised to Abraham a great land, which was in Canaan primarily.
因为耶和华给亚伯兰的应许是迦南地。
So, you can remember in the previous chapter, they had both faced famine before.
那我们知道在前一章里面他们同时都遇到了饥荒。
It means that whatever they were trying to grow or if they're trying to feed their livestock, there was nothing to eat.
那他们都没有食物来养活他们的牛群羊群。
Now, after some time coming out of Egypt, I'm sure this was still in the back of their mind, right? This was experience they both had before.
那从埃及地出来之后，我相信这个经历还在他们的脑中。
And so when it came to dividing and separating, Lot bases decision off what made sense to him. That I see there's green land here, so I'm going to go there. That would definitely solve my famine problems in the future too.
那在埃及地出来之后呢，罗德就选择了根据他个人的眼见来选择生活。
So you can see in verse 10, and Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan.
那第十节可以看到罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原。
And what did he see with these eyes?
那他看到了什么？
He saw that it was well watered everywhere.
他看到那地都是滋润的。
Like the garden of the Lord.
像耶和华的园子。
So with his eyes, he saw these things.
那用他的眼睛他看到了这些。
And it pleased him, so he decided to choose it.
那这些让他喜乐，所以他选择这条路。
You can see later on, Abram also lifted his eyes.
那我们可以看亚伯兰之后也举起他的眼睛。
Let's read verse 14.
我们来读第十四节。
And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. 14:15.
创世纪十三章十四节，罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”十五节，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
So both lifted up their eyes, but they both saw different things.
两个人都举起他们的眼目观看，但他们看到了不同的东西。
What Lot saw was, you know, based on his reason, based on what made the most sense.
那罗德看到的是根据他个人的想法。
When Abram lifted up his eyes, what was he looking at?
那当亚伯兰举目观看的时候，他看到了什么？
He was looking at the promise of God.
他看到了神的应许。
So you can see that these trajectories are starting to diverge greatly.
那我们可以看到两个轨迹开始走向不同。
For Abram, God's calling, God's covenant, God's promise, that was the center of his life.
那我们看对于亚伯兰来说神的应许神的呼召是他生活的中心。
And he lived his life by faith.
他凭着他的信心举目观看。
Let's put a bookmark here and let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
那我们把书签放到这里然后再来看希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 9 and 10.
希伯来书十一章第十节第九节第十节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 9 and 10.
希伯来书十一章第九节第十节。
By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10.
第十节。
For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
希伯来书第十一章第九节。他因着信就在所应许之地做客。好像在异地居住帐篷与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样第十节因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的
Here very clearly Abram he oriented and guided his own life by faith
那这里我们可以看到亚伯兰是凭着信心引领他的生活
Right. And so his decision was revolving around what God has promised him that this is going to be for you and your descendants
他的决定是根据神跟他的应许。
And then he regarded that place as a foreign country.
他看那个地方作为异乡。
Actually, by the time he died, he never really owned that land, only a small piece to bury his wife.
实际上在他死的时候他也没有能够完全占领迦南地只有一点点地方来 埋葬他的妻子。
And so the Bible in Hebrews is describing how he was looking beyond actually just that line. He had an even deeper faith to look in a better country.
那在希伯来书这里看到亚伯兰，他有一个更加深远的思考。
Right. On for Lot, on the other hand.
那对于罗德是另外一个方面。
Originally, you could say that his faith was not his own.
那罗德一开始的时候，他的信心像不是他自己的。
Actually, his faith revolved around Abram.
那他的信心是建立在亚伯拉罕之上。
So initially, when they're together, it looks very similar because they're doing all the same things.
那看起来的话，他们两个是他们的信心比较相似。
But then when problems arose.
那当问题出现的时候。
When affliction comes.
当矛盾出现的时候。
And when you're on your own.
当你要自己面对的时候。
That will reveal what's truly in our heart.
那就会让我们知道我们心里到底是什么。
And so we can see he lived by sight.
那我们知道他是凭眼见生活。
And then his trajectory started to deviate greatly.
那他的轨迹就开始变化很大。
So when we are met with challenges and difficulties, that's actually a great test of where our faith stands.
那当我们面临困难跟挑战的时候，是我们知道我们信心到底是如何程度的时候。
Right, especially when things don't seem like they're going very well at all.
那特别是当我们周围的事情不是很顺利的时候。
When we are faced with these difficulties, the choices we make that eventually will dictate our destiny.
那当我们在面临困难的时候，我们每一个决定都会影响我们的命运。
Right, imagine two people. They go to school. Right.
那我们可以想象两个人，他们都同上去学校。
Both face a negative situation where people are pressuring them to do something.
那两个人都面临很非常消极的情况，比如说别人来欺负他们。
This is a challenge. This is a problem.
这是一个挑战，这是一个问题。
Let's say one stands his ground, does not conform.
那有一个人他并没有建立他的立场。
The other compromises his faith and conforms.
那另一个能够坚定。
You can see the trajectories are already starting to deviate.
那我们可以看两个轨迹开始有所不同。
If we face persecution,
当我们面临逼迫的时候，
that is also another challenge.
那也是一个挑战。
One may stand his ground.
一个能够坚立。
Because he places his faith and reliance on God.
那他把他的信心建立在神的上面。
The other, because really is just very unbearable, perhaps may give up his faith.
那另一个他可能就会放弃他的信仰。
Two people may face the same temptation.
两个人可能都面临诱惑。
Again, one may stand his ground.
一个能够坚立。
And using the word of God to overcome the temptation.
用神的话来战胜这些诱惑。
But then the other may succumb to his fleshly desires.
那另一个可能就会顺从他肉体的情欲。
So when we're confronted with problem is when our trajectory is truly revealed.
那当我们知道我们信仰状况的时候，是当我们的轨迹向我们显明的时候。
And then the daily decisions we make, it maintains the trajectory that we're on.
那我们每一天所做的决定都会让我们，都会影响我们以后的生活。
So, these decisions then are based on our values and our guiding principles.
那我们做决定在根据我们个人的想法之上。
Right, so,a true Christian will base his decisions that it's basically all revolved around God and the Bible.
一个真正的信徒，他会在做决定的时候把神和神的话放在第一位。
And his choices, they reflect his relationship, a close relationship with the Lord.
那他愿意与神更加的亲近。
Right. Whereas another, on a daily basis,Maybe his decisions really are revolving around himself.
那另外一个，他根据他个人的想法来做决定。
What makes him the most happy?
那什么让他最快乐？
What makes the most sense?
什么能够更有意义？
So, the divergence happens when problems happens. The maintenance happens in everyday life.
那轨迹就开始这样每天都变就这样累积起来变得更加的不同。
And so you can see eventually for Abraham and Lot, their end result was quite different.
那渐渐来看我们就知道亚伯兰跟罗德的结局会有很大的不同。
What was their destiny?
那他们命运是怎样的？
Let's look at it from just one point of view.
那我们从一点来看。
Let's just look at it from a family point of view.
那从他们家庭的这点来看。
For Abram, because his life choices were centered around God and his promises, you can see that his family life eventually became a blessing for all nations.
那我们知道亚伯兰是根据凭着信心来做决定，所以最后他成为了万他万国都因他而得福。
It became a family of blessing and promise.
那他是一个得福与受应许的家庭。
So that even today, all of us here who are not Jewish by blood, we are adopted into the family of Abraham through Jesus Christ.
虽然我们现如今不是犹太人，但是我们也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Right, that now even today we are part of Abraham's family.
我们是亚伯兰的家人。
We can also turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们再翻开希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11.
希伯来书十一章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11.
希伯来书十一章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11.
希伯来书十一章十一节。
By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age.Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 12.
十二节。
Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore.
希伯来书十一章十一节。因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的。十二节。所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
This is talking about how Abram later, and Sarah, they gave birth to Isaac.
这里讲到亚伯拉罕跟撒拉以后来是怎样生出了以撒。
It took some time and some training, but eventually they completely relied on God.
虽然也经过了一些试炼，但是他们最后选择来依靠神。
And so it's only by faith that they can trust that.What God said is actually going to happen.
只有根据信心才能够相信神说的话一定会实现。
Because everything about their physical bodies was saying that no way is it going to happen.
那根据他们生理上的状况来说，他们是不可能能够怀孕生子。
And so it was through faith they received strength that, that they were able to, bear Isaac.
那因着信他们能够撒拉能够怀孕，最后生出以撒。
Because they judge, they realize the God that they has been guiding them, the God that they worship, is a faithful God.
因为他们知道他们所信靠的神是值得信靠的神。
And then what happened was through Isaac and then the other descendants, you can see, later were born as many as the stars of the sky in the multitude.
那后来我们知道亚伯拉罕的后裔如同天上的星，海边的沙那样
众多。And also innumerable as the sand.This is referring to his spiritual descendants in the sky, and then his earthly descendants in the earth.
那这里是代表了他属灵的后裔以及他地上的后裔。
So Abram's eventual destination was very wonderful. It was complete with God's blessings.
那我们知道亚伯拉罕的后裔后来是得蒙神祝福的后裔。
And it's a family that even today.We are blessed to be a part of, so we have the right to inherit the inheritance.
那现如今我们是也是得蒙应许承受产业的。
Now, what about for Lot?
那罗德呢？
For Lot, it was quite tragic.
那对于罗德来讲却是悲剧。
His family later, his descendants became a curse and a nuisance for the people of God.
那罗德的后裔就后来变成了。神的子民的诅咒以及纷扰。
You could say it was a family of iniquity.
它是一个罪恶的家庭。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 19.
翻开创世纪十九章。
Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪十九章。
Genesis chapter 19, let's read verse 30.
创世纪十九章三十节。
Verse 30, then Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters were with him, for he was afraid to dwell in Zoar, and he and his two daughters dwelt in a cave.
创世纪十九章三十节，罗德因为怕住在索尔，就同他两个女儿从索尔上去住在山里，他和两个女儿住在一个洞里。
Let's now jump to verse 35.
我们跳到三十五节。
Verse 35. Then they made their father drink with wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Verse 36.
三十六节。
Thus, both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. Verse 37.
三十七节。
The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. Verse 38.
三十八节。
And the younger, she also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ami. And he is the father of the people of Ammon to this day.
创世纪十九章三十五节。于是那夜他们又叫父亲喝酒，小女儿起来与她父亲同寝，她几时躺下几时起来父亲都不知道。三十六节，这样罗德的两个女儿都从她父亲怀了孕。三十七节，大女儿生了儿子，给她起名叫摩亚，就是现今摩亚人的始祖。三十八节，小女儿也生了儿子，给她起名叫便雅米，就是现今亚门人的始祖。
Here you can see what eventually happened to Lot and his family.
这里我们可以看到逐渐的在罗德家里发生的事。
Actually, back in chapter 13,
那我们看回到十三节。
You can see that Lot, he went towards the east, and the Bible describes he kept moving, going towards Sodom.
十三章这里说罗德他逐渐建议他的帐篷靠近索多玛。
So you can see that once he separated from Abraham, his trajectory kept bringing him there to a sinful city.
那从他离开亚伯兰之后，他的轨迹就引向他走向罪恶。
And so eventually, perhaps he started to pick up culture that was there.
可能他沾染上了索多玛的一些恶习。
Or at least, the daughters perhaps did too.
他的女儿至少是这个样子。
And we know that Sodom was a very sexually immoral city.
那我们知道索多玛是一个罪恶的城市。
And so here, the daughters, wanting to have offspring, decided to lay with their father.
那因为两个女儿想要有后代，所以他们就跟她的父亲同寝。
Right, and later on, we know that through God's revelation in Exodus and Leviticus, this is actually sexual immoral in God's eyes.
那在这里我们知道，这是在神的眼中是犯奸淫的。
Right. But eventually, they conceived and had children.
那后来他们都有了孩子。
And both these descendants, Moab and the people of Ammon, they later became enemies of the people of God.
那我们他们的后代亚门人跟摩亚人变成了神的子民的仇敌。
Right, remember Moab, that was the people that ensnared the Israelites to commit adultery before they were able to enter the land of Canaan.
摩亚人他们引诱耶和华的，他们引诱以色列人犯淫乱的罪。
And then Ammon eventually attacked Israel too.
亚门人他们也攻击以色列人。
And like in Nehemiah, there was an Ammonite named Tobiah, and he opposed the work of God to rebuild the city walls.
那在尼希米的时代，有一个亚门人叫多比亚，他来耻笑尼希米所建的城墙。
Right, so you can see that. Lot and his descendants eventually became, it was quite tragic. They were people of iniquity, people against the people of God.
那我们可以看到罗德的子孙是非常的悲惨的，他们变成了神国子民的仇敌。
So you can see how in the beginning things can seem very similar, but in the end things are very obvious, right?
那我们可以看到，在一开始的时候，两个人还非常相似，但他们的结局却大大的不同。
And so is the same with everyone sitting here, myself included. Right.
那在座的，包括我也在内。
Right now, thank God, we are gathered here on the beginning of Sabbath for service to worship God.
那很 那很感谢神，我们都能够聚集在这里来享受神的安息。
So from on the surface we thank God, everything is good.
在表面上来看，我们感谢神，都是神的恩典。
Because this is proper, this is keeping the commandment of God.
这是持守神的诫命。
But then all of us, we need to be mindful of our heart and who is the Lord of our hearts.
那我们要反问我们自己，我们心里的神到底是谁？
Because sometimes it's possible too to be doing all the right things outwardly, but then actually not really having a true relationship with God.
可能在表面上来看，我们做的都是正确的，但我们心中并没有真的以神为神。
And so maybe people may even praise us and approve of us for doing good things because, you know, outwardly they're good, they're pleasing.
有的人可能在祷告的时候，在做圣工的时候，在外表上做的都非常的好。
But then when difficulties come,
但是当困难来临的时候，
maybe we're afflicted with sickness.
当我们生病的时候，
or we're afflicted with a challenge by people who are not believers and they challenge our faith.
那当有不信的人来挑战我们信仰的时候，
or we are confronted with many enticing ideas that we see in society.
那我们可以，当我们在接受到这个社会上许多别的思想的时候，
and so when it comes down to making a choice, we're forced to make a choice because of these circumstances, harsh circumstances, then actually our true self will be revealed.
那当我们要被迫做出决定的时候，我们真正的自己才会向我们显明。
And then what we'll see is that you'll see people, you'll drift into two different camps.
那我们可以看到不同的人会走向不同的道路。
On one hand, there are people who, because God really transformed them, they have an intimate relationship with God, they will continue to be guided by that principle.
那有的人他能够坚立在神的应许上，通过神的带领继续走神的道路。
On the other hand, you'll see people who, actually, the Lord Jesus is not their Lord.
那有的人来讲，主耶稣并不是真正他们的神。
It's not their Lord, right? 他们的主。
不是他们的主。
And so, the decisions that they make will reflect that.
那他们做的决定却就能够反映出他们真实的状况。
And then it starts to deviate more and more.
那就会变得更加的，就会有更多的差别。
And if we don't realize that, then, and don't correct our trajectory, we know what the end is like.
如果我们不能够及时改正我们的轨迹，那我们就知道结局会是如何。
So, we have to reflect on who God is, what God means in our life.
那我们要反省神在我们生活中到底是什么。
We also need to reflect on what does the Bible mean in our life.
那圣经在我们生命当中又意义着什么？
Is the Bible the Word of God?
那圣经是神的话吗？
If it really is the Word of God, then we need to really take it to heart.
如果我们相信圣经是神的话，那我们要记在心中。
Right. Intellectually, I think maybe we know that, but then sometimes, actually, we're not practicing that.
可能在我们心中我们知道它，但是我们却行不出来。
Right, that actually, we don't even, maybe not even read the Bible, really. Yeah.
可能我们也没有真正的去来读圣经。
Right. Or we may not, we're reading, but maybe we decide to make a decision against biblical principles.
虽然我们有读经，但是我们在做决定的时候却与圣经相悖。
So the overall destiny for Abraham and Lot were very different.
那我们可以总的来看，亚伯拉罕跟罗德的命运非常的不同。
You can see it from their family, but then you can see it in the overall sense. You can see that, you know, one led to the fulfillment of promise, and the other led to destruction.
那从两个人的命运家庭来看，一个是承蒙，一个是得蒙祝福承受产业，另一个却是走向毁灭。
For Lot, eventually, according to Deuteronomy, it says that the people of Moab and Ammon shall never come to the assembly of God's people.
那从生命记记载来看，罗德的后裔摩亚人跟亚门人永远不可以进神殿。
So, Let's be very mindful of the track that we're going on.
那我们要时刻警醒我们所走的道路。
Right. Just a slight difference can make such a big impact.
可能一点点的区别会造成很大的。
So we are all moving on a trajectory.
那我们都是沿着轨迹前行。
Right. We have a race to be won.
那我们都要得胜。
And what will our end be like?
那我们的结局又是怎样？
Right. Actually, the difference can be quite great.
那这些差别可能会非常的大。
And if, you know, what's an adjustment that we can make to make sure we'll have a good ending?
那我们可以做出哪些改变来确保我们有一个美好的结局？
We need to live by faith like Abraham did.
我们要凭着信心生活。
Like, really, draw close to our Lord Jesus.
那我们要时刻亲近主耶稣基督。
Right. And so we should ask ourselves, well, what trajectory am I on?
那我们要问我们自己，我们是在哪个轨迹上？
If really, the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord,
那如果主耶稣真是我们的主，
then our ending is going to be marvelous.
那我们的结局一定是美好的。
So may God draw close, may we everDraw close to God, and may God also have mercy and draw close to us.
让我们能够时刻与神亲近，也愿神亲近我们。
So that we can finish this race and finish this journey in the arms of our Lord Jesus.
那我们可以在神的怀抱当中完成这个属灵的道路。
Let's now sing hymn number 58.
我们一起唱诗58首。